Well, now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law hosts Joan Grasso and Greg Stoehr discuss ethical questions emerging after Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch scheduled a speech at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. next month, less than 2 weeks before the court is set to hear arguments on the controversial travel ban. They speak with Ken Doyle, a senior editor for Bloomberg BNA.
Is this a case where you have a new justice that should go out of his way to show impartiality? It seems like the legal ethics and the legal scholars are on, you know, of two minds on this.
Now, I think Gorsuch is now part of the court and kind of joining in what the other justices are doing. Whether that means that the public perceives all of the justices as potentially, you know, not being able to be objective, as being too political, I think that's a real question, and something that may be reflected in the fact that the public views the court as maybe too political, and it has a somewhat declining credibility with the public, I think.
Well, spell that out a little bit more, Ken. What's the concern? I mean, a justice, believes what he or she believes. It's expressed in opinions, and they go before an audience that is likely to be receptive to a lot of those views, and they talk about those views.
I think that would be the normal course for politicians. Obviously, politicians are out there, trying to raise support among different constituencies and explaining themselves to constituencies. It's a more interactive type of thing. And I guess traditionally, my view of the courts has been, you know, somewhat more insulated from that, right? I mean, why do you have the courts if they're just going to act as another type of legislature and the judges be, you know, politicians? But I do think that is maybe changing somewhat. You know, the court has become more political. You know that, you know, you've covered all of these confirmation battles and the arguments before the court, and the court is just perceived as a more political institution. Where to draw the line on that? I'm not really sure.
That's Ken Doyle, a senior editor for Bloomberg BNA, speaking with Bloomberg Law host Joan Grasso and Greg Stoehr. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law in New York, former Jefferies trader Jesse Litvak's luck has run out. A federal appeals court has ordered Litvak to report to prison September 12th to start serving a 2-year sentence for lying about mortgage bond prices. Litvak had appealed his conviction and asked the court to let him remain free until the case is resolved.
That's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.